Are we ready?
All right, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this Tuesday, September 5th, public meeting of the Board of Garrett County Commissioners. I want to welcome everybody out. Thank you all for coming. If you would, please stand and join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And if you'd remain standing, Pastor Kroll, if you'd give the invocation, please.
Lord God, we thank you for this day. You send the rain in just the right time. We pray that it would do the area good. We pray, Father, that you would do good through these men, for all the deliberations, the encouragement, the work that they do. Give them wisdom, give them a sense of understanding, and may you bless this area through them, Father, and I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. Mr. Noll, are there any additions, corrections, or deletions to the public agenda?
Yes, sir, I do. On the original agenda, we had recognition of the Roads Department bridge crew. We're going to reschedule that, and we're going to actually do a ribbon cutting at the bridge next Tuesday, the 12th, at 11 o'clock, and we'll recognize the crew then. Secondly, to the agenda under the Purchasing Department, we're going to add the bid award for the Pusley Run Water Treatment Plant Project.
Thank you, sir. Questions about that? Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
All right, we have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
Amended agenda approved by mutual consent. In the first part of the public meeting today, a little bit bittersweet. I guess first thing, that's why you sit there, Kevin. Get ahead of myself a little bit. Everyone got a copy of the minutes ahead of the meeting. Are there any additions, corrections, or deletions to the minutes? Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
We have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
Minutes are approved by mutual consent. Now we're on to the retirement recognition. Bittersweet in the sense that happy for those individuals, and of course we lose good people when they retire. So we have two gentlemen today we would like to recognize as they enter into their retirement. We have some gifts and a commendation, and when we call your name, we'll have you come up and we'll give you your stuff and get a picture and see if you want to say anything or not. The first gentleman is from the Department of Facilities and Maintenance, and that's James E. Spiker, who gave 11 years to Garrett County. We certainly appreciate that. And a commendation reads, September 1st, 2017, Board of Garrett County Commissioners commendation to James E. Spiker. 11 plus years of service in the Garrett County Department of Facilities and Maintenance. We, the Board of Garrett County Commissioners and the citizens of Garrett County, join together to extend our sincerest appreciation to you on your 11 plus years of loyal and dedicated service with the Garrett County Department of Facilities and Maintenance. Your hard work and commitment to Garrett County government is very much appreciated. We hereby honor you, James E. Spiker, with this certificate of commendation and wish you the very best in your retirement, signed by Commissioners Heimball, Tichnell, and myself. Congratulations and thank you very much. Anything you'd like to say?
Been good. Nice, but it's good sleeping in too.
Well, here's your commendation, and we have a blown glass clock from Simon Pierce to give
thank
to you.
Thank you.
And you guys, yeah, why don't you come up here and we'll get a picture.
Well, we shouldn't get you.
Should yeah, give
we'll,
you one we'll of these.
Carol,
make sure
one.
You get one.
The other way, Carol.
Thanks.
Sure. Enjoy
your retirement. Thank you very much. Enjoy your retirement.
Congratulations.
Steve,
yep.
Is Next up, we have from the Sheriff's Department, the 911 Center, Michael Saunders, 30 years, dedicated to Garrett County. And this commendation reads, October 1st, 2017, Board of Garrett County Commissioners commendation to Michael C. Saunders, 30 years of service, Garrett County Sheriff's Department. We, the Board of Garrett County Commissioners and the great people of Garrett County, join together to extend our sincerest appreciation to you for your 30 years of loyal and dedicated service with the Garrett County Sheriff's Department as a public safety communication officer. As a thank you for your hard work and dedication to help to ensure the safety and well-being of the citizens of our county, we hereby honor you, Michael C. Saunders, with this certificate of commendation and wish you the very best on your retirement. Signed by Commissioners Heimball, Tichnell, and myself. Thank you very much, sir.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Must have started when you're real young, I guess.
They tried me out.
Anything you'd like to say?
Just appreciate being hired and enjoyed the past 30 years. As one of my bosses had said, it was quite a ride, and I'm going to miss it. Right. Thank you very much.
You want to come up here and we'll get a picture. Thank you very much for your service.
Anybody else up here with you?
My wife.
You want to bring her?
So you want up here?
You sure?
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Everybody clear of that. That thinned the crowd out. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Yeah. All right, next up on the agenda, the purchasing department. Brian, what do you guys got?
Actually, I'll start off.
Okay.
We have a recommendation for awards, the Health Center parking lot, project bid number 17-0817P. It was advertised for 2 weeks to Republican. Bids were due on 1/3 or on August 17, 2017 at 1:30. Big packages were requested by 4 contractors and 6 bid services. Only one bid was received, and the bid tabulation was attached for your reference. And after reviewing the bid compliance for administrative requirements, and the feedback from facilities maintenance, certification is awarded to R&M Paving out of Grantsville, Maryland for a lump sum of $24,695. Completion time is 21 days, and that did have out of budget of $30,000 for approximately $5,000 on the budget. And that would be for all lots and health departments except for lot D at the top.
Okay. And we'll go ahead and take 2 and 3 here at the same time.
Gentlemen, I have several recommendations for you today. The first of which is for a project for the Garrett County Health Center. It's to replace their sidewalks at the front and the back entrance to the facility. We did accept steel bids on August 17th. We did receive one bid for this replacement. The recommendation is to award it to Frank Arnold Contractors. Total bid price $14,960. 60 calendar day completion, and the fiscal year 2018 budget has $25,000 allocated, so we're well below the budget on this project. The next is a project at the Visitor Center for HVAC unit replacement. We also accepted bids on August 17th. We did receive 2 bids. A bid tabulation was previously provided to you. The recommendation for this project is to award the contract to Beitzel Corporation. Bid price of $16,975. Completion time of 65 calendar days. The 2018 budget allocation for this project was $20,000, so we're well below budget on this project as well.
Excellent. Questions for purchasing? All right, do we have a motion to accept those 3 recommendations by the purchasing department?
So moved.
All right, we have a motion. We have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Question on the motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And Pusley Run.
Yes, the final recommendation is for Pusley Run Water Treatment Plant Construction. Again, bids were due on August 17th for this project as well. We did receive a total of 8 bids. The recommendation from the Public Works Division and from RK&K, or the engineer of record for the project, is to award the contract to Bitezo Excavating LLC. Total bid price of $1,149,189. Contract duration of 330 days from the notice to proceed. As part of the recommendation, the board will need to waive a deficiency within the bid that was discovered during the opening. Bitezo Excavating LLC did not use the Addendum 3 bid form. They used a different, the original bid form, but there was no material, it didn't make any material difference to the actual bid prices themselves. So the recommendation does include waiving that deficiency.
Right.
Any other questions?
The county attorney agreed with that too, right?
Yes, the county attorney did review the, and is in compliance, or is supporting the recommendation to award the bid to Pusley, or for Bitezo Corporation, for Pusley Brown.
Bitezo Excavate.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bitezo Excavate.
Yeah. Any other questions? Do we have a motion to approve the recommendation for Pusley Run Water for Bitezo Excavate?
Motion to approve.
All right, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion and second. Question on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Okay, the next item on the agenda is Resolution 2017-6. Which is a resolution adopting an ordinance authorizing a person under specific conditions to cross a highway or operate an all-terrain vehicle or snowmobile on a designated portion of a highway in Garrett County. I think we do have some individuals here that would like to speak on this resolution, and this would be the time to do that. Greg, I know you would like to speak, so just stand up and state your name and
talk. I'm Greg Wilbur from Ransomville, Maryland. I completely support this resolution. I'd like to see it done many, many years ago. I'm an avid snowmobiler. I provided this written to you as well, but for 20 years I've ridden snowmobiles. I've ridden all over the northeastern United States and Canada, and in all those cases, all the organized trail systems that I've been on, they've had to either cross or run along on or alongside secondary roads, you know, to connect the trail systems together. Some of the trail systems I've ridden on have exceeded 25,000 miles. So I literally saddlebagged for 6 days on time. But all of these trail systems do have things in common. One of those being that the operator must have a valid driver's license, or if you're underage, a snowmobile safety course certificate where they go and they, you know, so many hours. And those do, most of the states and Canadian provinces do observe reciprocity there. So they do, like if you got a Pennsylvania certificate, it's recognized in Canada, you know, for a younger rider. There is a minimum age that varies. Usually it's 12 or above, but it fills that gap for the riders. They all require liability insurance on machines, a DOT certified helmet in the case of snowmobiles. It's just required. And a valid trail permit and registration in your home state. And of course, all applicable laws must be observed. They have people enforcing the laws on the trail. They have volunteers actually enforcing the trail permits. And you know, given my experiences, I read over the proposal and I made some of my recommendations, but I don't want it to hold things up here because this is moving forward. You know, if possible, it would be nice to avoid any additional registration or permits. There's just so many now that you would need to operate in the state of Maryland. Most other states limited to a trail permit and registration, along with proof of your insurance. And to recognize other states, and hopefully we can get one, snowmobile safety course or ATV safety course, as it may be, for younger riders, because you don't want to leave somebody out because they can't get their driver's license yet. So that's, I really appreciate you gentlemen taking a look at this and moving forward with it. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to comment on the ATV ordinance? Okay. Actually, we are going to defer adopting this ordinance for 2 weeks to our next meeting because we did get a lot of feedback today, Greg, yours included, with some recommendations, actually good quality feedback. We met with the sheriff just about an hour ago, and he had some further information. We do intend to move forward and pass the ordinance. We just need to get it into final form. There is some language with helmets. Kevin, did you want to go over some things
certainly.
We were looking at changing?
Yes. We made a change to the helmet requirement, and specifically, I'll read this. Unless the ATV or the UTV is equipped with a rollover protection system, the operator or passenger of the ATV or UTV will not operate on any portion of a roadway unless the operators and passengers are wearing protective headgear that meets the standards established by the administration as defined in Traffic Article 21-1306. In such cases where the ATV or UTV is equipped with a factory rollover protection system, the operator and passengers will utilize the factory seatbelt when operating the ATV or UTV on any roadway. So basically, if you have a vehicle that has a rollover protection system, you are not required to wear a helmet. However, other than that, you are required to wear a helmet for operating any vehicle on the roadway. So that has been a change to the ordinance. And
so in the meantime, in talking with Sheriff Corley, and we appreciate his partnership on this. He's done a lot of work on this. We appreciate it. The next part of his job with this is to have some community outreach meetings in different parts of the county to let people know exactly what is required, what will be required, and how to go about doing the things that you'll need to do to be able to meet the law. I don't know, Sheriff, if you have anything you'd like to add to any of this.
No, we just, over the next 3 weeks, we'll put some ads in the newspaper, on the radio if we can, to let people know where they can meet.
And we hope then that our next meeting, which is actually Tuesday, September the 19th in Finzel, at the Finzel Fire Hall, as we move around the county, we'll then adopt the final version of this ordinance and be ready for, I think, October 1st. Correct?
Yes.
Yeah, for the October 1st start. So we appreciate all the feedback and the help. You know, we've gotten a lot of good ideas from people that have been involved in this, and your comments are well received. All right. So deferring the adoption of that to the next meeting, the final thing on the agenda is the designation of the open meeting official, resolution number 2017-7. Under current law, each public body must designate at least one individual who is an employee, officer, or member to take the open meeting training class. While employees or staff can continue to take the training class, after October 1st, 2017, at least one member of the public body must also be designated to take the class. The designated member has 90 days after the designation to take the class, and this board has designated me to be the person to do that. So under that law and on the resolution of 2017-7, do we have a motion to designate me as the open meeting official person?
So moved. With pleasure, I second.
Any question on the motion? All those in favor say aye. Opposed? I should say me, but I don't. And for the record, I did take that class in December of 2014, so I am certified already. So
can,
we meet.
Can we assume you passed? Or?
I did. I have the little shiny certificate and everything. Okay, that takes the end of the business part of the meeting. Is there any other questions or comments or concerns? All right, hearing none, do we have a motion adjourned?
So moved.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you all very much.
Thanks for traveling from Grantsville. You live in Grantsville?
Welcome.
That's a long way.
This is important to me.
Yeah, I can tell.